It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network. Brought to you by BSUBeavers.com. By the third straight year of national title matchups featuring Bemidji State and Lake Superior State, the rivalry was on. Bucky's Legends is next on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
By the third year in a row of national title matchups with the Lakers and the Beavers, the rivalry had spread from the ice to the administration of the two schools. RH Bob Peters.
We had no scholarships, virtually none. First year, nothing. Second year, we had $415. Okay, so we're talking 67-68 season. We win a national championship. We have $415. 10 guys got $40 and one guy got $15. That was it. The next year, it went up, I think, to about $900, and then approximately $1,100. But at no time did we ever exceed a grand total of $4,750. That was a max. It was only for 1 year, and then the conference decided that we could only have $4,000 in scholarship. So you spread that around 20-some players. You need 25 players to get through a season, at least. So we're talking about people getting a couple hundred dollars max, $150. Not only that, but they had to buy their own skates. And when we ran out of sticks, which was usually around Christmas time, they had to buy their own sticks. And with the recruits coming in, I'd always tell them, bring your own equipment, because we don't have enough to go around to begin with, but it'll shake down and you'll get it if you make the team. So very Spartan in that respect. But Lake Superior State, the president pulled me aside at the pre-tournament banquet, and he said to me, is it true that you have a few players that are volunteer firemen? I said, yeah, they're volunteer firemen, and they live at the fire hall, and they have to work, attend their meetings, and they get a little stipend. He said, is it true that you've got about five or six players that live in the basement of the sheriff's office, and that they're dispatchers for the Beltrami County Sheriff Department? I said, yeah, that's right. They have jobs, and they get a free room, a bunk down in the basement. And he said, is it true that your boys buy their own skates? Yes. Is it true that they buy their own sticks? Yeah. He said, after listening to you, I feel like Santa Claus. I knew that Lake Superior State had a considerable amount of money invested in their program, because they did not play football. And they were trying to establish themselves, too, because they were a kind of a new school. Like 1946, they started as a institution of higher learning. So they were attempting to get their name out there and what have you. But we won that game. I think that was 7-4. And we had a goaltender by the name of Blaine Comstock, who went on to play with the U.S. Olympic team. Well, he didn't have to make 50, 60 saves a game. We were that good. But he had to be tough. And he was. And the tougher, the more important the game was, the better he played. And consistent. In fact, there was a one fan, Lake Superior State fan, who sat behind the Argonaut. He loved Blaine Comstock. He was a Laker fan, but he loved Blaine Comstock. And after the game, we'd go out to eat, you know, get something to food. He'd come with us and sit beside Blaine and talk hockey.
To listen to all of Bucky's Legends, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, brought to you by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network.